Officials with the USA Pro Cycling Challenge announced a few weeks ago where the race would go. Northern Colorado is, of course, part of the route. Could you refresh our memory? Where will the cyclists be riding?
Aaron, the Northern Colorado portion of the race will begin at the ranch in Loveland, then wind through Windsor and Sentara before heading to Estes Park via downtown Loveland. Cyclists will also pedal around parts of Horsetooth Reservoir before ending up right in front of Coopersmith's in Old Town Fort Collins for the evening. The race will be in Northern Colorado on August 24th before finishing the week-long challenge in Denver on the 25th.
Wasn't there a community group that actually put together the bid for the race?
Yes, there was. NOCO Cycling is the name of the group. They're a bunch of local cycling enthusiasts and tourism experts, and their mission was to get Loveland, Windsor, Estes, and Fort Collins on the route. They submitted the bid last fall and were successful in getting Northern Colorado on the route for the first time. And these cities and towns are the only newcomers to the race.
Well, what are NOCO Cycling's next steps in this process then?
Well, the group is now working to find sponsors for the local portion of the race. They still need to raise another $300,000 to add to contributions from the four cities included in the route and the Fort Collins Convention and Visitors Bureau, who committed money before the route was announced. The group has not yet released the names of sponsors, but would be making an announcement within the next few weeks. They're trying to get sponsorship secured by the end of June. The total cost of bringing the race here is $550,000.
Not a small price tag.
No.
What are the benefits of bringing the race here?
Well, the exposure of downtown Fort Collins and the rest of Northern Colorado are certainly the main draw. The Pro Challenge has been dubbed as the U.S.'s Tour de France, and as such is widely televised on an international stage. In 2012, according to the Pro Challenge website, the race garnered more than 31 hours of airtime on NBC and NBC Sports Network in the U.S. and was broadcast internationally to 175 countries worldwide. And it's that level of exposure that tourism officials and race organizers are really after, as opposed to pure economic impact stemming from increased sales tax and other benefits related to a huge day-long boost to local traffic.
Sure. Boulder saw some mixed economic outcome after having the race last year, right?
Yes. The Leeds School of Business at the University of Colorado did a study on the economic impact of the race last fall and found that visitors to Boulder that day, who said that they went to Boulder specifically for the race, spent about $1.2 million. And that spending generated about $48,000 in sales and use taxes for the city. The city of Boulder spent more than $283,000 bringing the race to town, but the city also saw an $800,000 increase to sales tax revenues year over year in August, and part of that increase could be attributed to the race.
Right. Do officials think that the publicity from this could help mitigate some of the negative press that resulted from last year's wildfires?
They do. Barring any monster wildfires, the Fort Collins CVB CEO Jim Clark and others in the tourism industry are expecting a tourism season much closer to normal in 2013, boosted by the Pro Challenge and the exposure that comes along with it. Visit Estes Park, which launched a $75,000 marketing campaign following the High Park and Woodland Heights fires to bring visitors back to Estes and to Rocky Mountain National Park, is looking for extra visibility. That marketing campaign was successful, according to Brooke Burnham, Director of Public Relations for Visit Estes Park.
All right. Well, thanks, Jeff.
You're welcome, Aaron.
Jeff Nuttall is the publisher of the Northern Colorado Business Report. For KUNC, I'm Aaron O'Toole.